Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode this week, and it is 20 questions with my husband Todd. Many of you know we got married in July of 2021, so we're finishing out the year with some of the questions that have pilfered in over the last several months. So,
it's an honor to be here.
If you are watching this, if you're listening to this on my podcast, I strongly suggest that you go watch my YouTube video because then you could see how cute his face is, okay? He's so cute. All right, number one, we'll just jump right in. And you can leave a comment with more questions if you have other ones, and maybe we'll do a part two of this. But what's your age difference? People are wanting to know.
Between you and I? It's like 186 months. Barely.
Todd is about 14. So
186
you
months.
Act like you're 14.
That's true, most of the time.
186 months. Yeah. Okay, for those people like me who aren't a math lover, okay. What is that?
15 years and 6 months.
Okay, there you go. 15 years apart. Two, how did you and Camille meet?
How did we meet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we met at a restaurant. That's how we met. But it was really leading up to that. That's the story. So,
dang. Okay. Well, that's not enough juicy details.
So we met through Facebook. I sent Camille some messages, trying to engage her in the conversation, and she was not interested.
At first, okay.
So
come on, people.
She was worried that I was a 380-pound catfisher.
That's true. I was like, you're probably a 400-pound catfisher.
Yeah, and anyway, I just, I reached out to her. She reached out to me with, I don't know, a couple words. And then I tried again, and it was a better response.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yes.
If you learned anything from that answer. three, what do you do for a living? People want to know.
Oh, wow. I started a company in 1993 that makes custom screen printed and embroidered products for America's schools.
And businesses, right?
Yeah, but I don't market to America's businesses. I've done a lot of businesses, but our audience is public schools. So okay. Spirit wear, t-shirts, hoodies, uniforms.
All right. Well, there you go. Okay. You guys. Where are you from?
I am from Seal Beach, California, the most northern beach city in Orange County. Shares a border with Long Beach, California.
Ooh. Okay, what's your favorite thing about Camille?
My favorite thing about Camille is how much joy she has inside of her. She's just a joyful, happy, energetic, positive person, and I'm drawn to that.
Okay, I'll kiss you for saying that later. Is Camille always as happy as she seems?
Well,
it's a loaded question.
She is nearly always happy, but she has hard days and she has hard moments, and she has, just like the rest of us, she goes through difficult things, and fortunately we have each other to rely on, and we can talk about whatever unhappy or less desirable things we're going through. But she is very happy, a happy spirit.
Were you nervous to marry a widow?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't nervous to marry a widow. That didn't bother me at all.
Okay. Are you a widow or a widower, or have you been married before?
I am not a widower. I have been married before. I was married for 26 years.
Dang.
Before.
Okay. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book? Well, I'm going to go with Seabiscuit.
Ooh.
If you haven't read Seabiscuit, you need to. You just, it's an incredible read. Other than, you know, religious books, it was the most incredible book I've read.
Hey, Todd is a prolific reader and incredible writer, author. One of the many things I love about him is how deep he is and how much he thinks about desserts.
I do think about desserts.
And joking aside, he really honestly does think about desserts a lot. He loves desserts. And I was reading through his notebook one time as we were like moving stuff. And he's like, I like to think about a lot of stuff. And there's like all these deep things. And one of them on the line was desserts. I'm just like, desserts? He loves desserts.
They're
okay?
So good. But I've been off sugar for like an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that won't last. Yeah. He's 6'4". I've had that several times. If you've looked at our wedding photos, you probably think Camille is either super short or he's very tall. And I'm kind of, it's kind of a mix of both. Okay, what is your favorite color?
Everybody knows the best color out there is brown.
No.
It's the best.
Nobody likes brown. That's terrible.
That's just sad.
Okay, whatever. And I'm wearing your favorite color in honor of that, I guess. Hey.
I love brown, and I love other colors as well.
He really loves yellow.
I love yellow.
Okay. He says brown just to mess with people.
I like messing with people.
Okay. What advice do you have for a divorced or widowed person wanting to get in the dating game again? We've had so many. We should probably just do a whole episode alone on that. We've had so many questions on that.
Okay. Well, there's a lot to say about that topic. But what I can say is, don't venture out into dating until you've done the work on yourself that you need to be happy with who you are. So you're not going to, in dating, you will not find, dating is not the place to find safety, healthy thoughts and patterns and behaviors. All those things need to take place before dating. You want to be the person you want to be a healthy version of yourself that has worked on your own stuff sufficient so that when you go to date, you are happy regardless of the outcome. You're not blown by the winds of dating, which can be difficult. So that my advice is work on you. And if you can't love being with yourself, then you're not ready for dating.
That's a very good tip, because it's hard to, especially if you've been in a maybe unhealthy relationship, it's hard to get out of that mindset if it was unhealthy. So when you say work on yourself, can you kind of give listeners, watchers some direction on what would that look like for them? So if they are kind of toying with the idea, but they want to make sure, what's maybe three ways they can work on their self? Like, what does that mean to you?
Okay. So working on yourself would mean to me journaling. Get your thoughts in a measurable format you can read, understand, think about, look at, refer to. So that'd be one. To look at the relationships you already have in your life and see what the common denominator might be. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's one person out of all the relationships you have. Maybe it's patterns you have with your family. And then I would say, maybe for number three, is like yourself from the moment you wake up till you go to bed. It's Just like your habits, like your behaviors, like your choices, like the silence, like your foods, your exercise time, your quiet time.
How do they get there if they don't like it?
Well,
if they don't like themselves, would you say a therapy? Would you say, I mean, what?
Okay, yeah.
A certain book you recommend? I know
there are so many good books. He's really... there are a lot of good books, but willingness is, to me, the most important factor in self-discovery, self-growth, self-acceptance. You have to be willing to pull back the veil and still like what you see. So, you know, not running away from the hard stuff. So I went through a really difficult relationship in a previous marriage, and I realized that I liked who I was, but I didn't like the person I was becoming in an unhealthy, dysfunctional relationship. And I thought, wow, if I don't like myself, I can't offer anything to anybody. That's so terrible. If you want to get there, you can. I would highly recommend journaling once a week, if not more. I would recommend a very safe, non-judgmental friend. And I would recommend that you talk to God and you expose all the things about yourself that you've have room to improve in, and not be afraid to discover things you might not love, but that make you who you are. It's not a right or a wrong. It's a willingness. It's an effort. It's a desire, and you will attract people who have similar qualities. That's how it works.
Okay, so just a little recap. Journaling, loving who you are. If you don't, talk to a trusted, safe person, friend. And I would add to that self-care. That's been essential for me moving forward, is making sure I'm on my list and I'm doing those things spiritually. For me, there's balance. So spiritually, putting the time in, physically, and emotionally. So I think that pretty much recaps everything that Todd's saying. You want to be balanced in those areas and put the effort and energy in before you can give back to others in a new relationship.
Correct. And I believe in the goodness of people. I believe willingness and effort trumps talent. It trumps just about everything. You can get there. There's no question you can have a life different than the one you have. You can become the person you aspire to be. It's available. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Tips for dating a widow.
Tips for dating a widow?
Yes. Or widower. We've had, we've been inundated with a lot of that. We probably could do our own episode easily on that.
Tips for dating a widow.
Yeah. Okay. For me, I've definitely been in different relationships and since Clint has passed. And for me, it's night and day. Being married to Todd and being in a relationship with Todd, I just feel so supported and loved. And my past isn't a threat to him or a competition to him. So maybe just how do you not feel insecure or threatened by a previous spouse or partner? Maybe that's an adequate question, if you feel so.
Okay, so how to not feel insecure?
Yeah.
So it really comes back to how you feel about yourself. So if you can't enjoy being by yourself, like in silence, going to the grocery store, going to the mall, going for a drive. If you're not at peace in those things, then you're probably not ready for a serious relationship. But if you are, then you're ready. It's Yeah.
You don't need to compare yourself to the late spouse. Is that kind of what you're saying?
So one of the problems that we get into in relationships is people are actors or actresses. And you can't build a healthy relationship when you've got actors on the screen. They show up and they're not who they are. That's not who they're just acting. And so I think you can, if you know, you have enough life units to rely on, you can tell when people are faking it. Mm. So it's not so much about being comfortable, you know, dating a widow or widower after a failed or, you know, a relationship you left. It really all comes down to you and your worth and your love for yourself and your acceptance. But if I were to give some advice about dating a widow, it would include honoring their past and what they've been through and respecting it and recognizing that it's contributed to who they have become and that it's not a reflection on you in any way. You don't have to worry about a comparison. You're not in a competition. You're just doing the best you can at being you. And everything else kind of takes care of itself if you are the best version of you. And that's really what the world wants, is the best version of yourself in a safe, loving, tolerant, respectful atmosphere. I've had people message me and call me that say, hey, I really have admired how you respect Camille's previous relationship with her husband who passed, and that you treat her well. And, you know, I'd like to have something like that. You know, what advice can you give me? And the ability to ask that question tells me that that person's really mature and self-introspective. They have actually, they have all the requisite talents and attributes to be in a healthy relationship, that they can come to that question and ask it. And I don't pretend to be Camille's late husband. I don't pretend to be her children's birth dad. I don't pretend to ignore what they've been through and what they've learned and the pain and the growth and the hard stuff that they've been through. I just receive it and honor it and recognize that it's a beautiful part of them. And I don't have solutions to the difficult days, the hard stuff.
I think what's great is you show up and you hold space.
Yeah.
For me, that looks like holding my hand, rubbing my back, giving me eye contact, being open and listening to me, and that's been really safe for me, and makes me feel really comfortable, and it really helps my grief move through the waves. I think for me and my kids, I mean, even last night we were talking to Wyatt, who's, you know, dealing with grief, and you know, some of his friends were going on a date with their dad for that day, and how hard that was, and it was really neat. You know, Todd stepped up and said, you know, hey, I don't want to replace your dad. No one can replace your dad, but I would love to be your friend. And what's three things that we can do together? Can you write that down? You know, and Wyatt, you know, he gave a list of ideas for what Wyatt could possibly think, going to get an ice cream, or like, you know, Todd was listing all these, you know, just little small things, and it just got Wyatt's wheels turning. And anyway, I think long story short on that is not trying to replace and not feeling threatened with their past, but honoring it, loving it, addressing it, because even if you want to ignore it, it's there, they're thinking about it, but being able to say it, call attention to it, it makes it a safe environment for me to not feel threatened or nervous grateful for that and for what he brings and who he is. And as you've listened to him, you could hear that I love to hear him read. I said, you're like my Morgan Freeman on a, if I were to like need this narration. But I love to listen to him, and I think his greatest strength is he loves to listen without judging people. So anyway, glad you guys could tune in to this week's episode. We didn't get to all your questions. We're already hitting the 20-minute mark, but we are going to, in the new year coming up, do, a divorce episode. We're inundated with a lot of that, a lot of questions regarding that, and we want to give that its own special episode. If you've been through a divorce and or previous relationship and you want to move forward, we'll get more into the nitty-gritty of that, because we've had a lot of questions pertained to that. So anyway, I hope you guys got a little tiny snippet of why I love this man sitting next to me and how incredible he is. I love you guys, and remember, you are worth it. If you have a takeaway from this, just remember, you're worth the time and effort and energy. You are worth being loved and being loved in return. And be yourself.